I met Gray in Nicky Tam's bar in Stirling while my friend Joe was playing his show. Gray was talking to a mutual friend, Papa G. I offered them both some chocolate I bought from the shop across the street and was trying to avoid binge eating. Papa G took some. Gray declined, said he was a vegan, which was no real surprise given the mohawk and the tattoos and the piercings. I said, oh, cool. I'm trying to be a vegetarian. I mean, I'm not ready. I'm not quite there yet. It's not like I can justify eating meat. I can't. I know how horrific the meat industry is and that there are no exceptions to that rule, but I keep eating meat anyway. Shamelessly, or with quite a lot of shame, actually. I'm afraid of change, I guess. I'm scared that I'll miss ham sandwiches, you know? Sometimes a ham sandwich is the best part of my fucking day. And yet, I can't hurt anything. I relocate spiders. I can't even kill wasps. I'm worried this makes me a worse person than someone who eats meat simply because they don't give a shit about animals. Gray said, that was a lot of information you just gave me there. And yeah, it kind of does make you a bit of a worse person. Which was refreshing, you know? We talked for 20 minutes or so more until I started to burn out. And I said, I have to go now. I'm not leaving. I don't want to lie to you and tell you that I have somewhere to be when I don't. I'm just going to go and stand somewhere else in the bar if that's okay. I probably won't come over again. I find social interaction really exhausting, but I like you. I'd like to see you again if you're on Facebook or something. Gray did not make me feel like this was weird, which I took to be evidence of good character. We found each other on Facebook and then I walked away. And though we were less than 5 meters apart, we didn't talk for the rest of the day. And that was the start of the slowest, most deliberate relationship I have ever been a part of. Gray and I are a couple of broken fucking people, and it does not work in a lot of ways. I don't have a lot of bandwidth for other people's emotions. We are still figuring this out. I made this album for him though, for his birthday, because he got me thinking a lot about self-acceptance. He really is fucking off to New Zealand, by the way. I will be fine. I mean, I won't be. I'm never fine, but being not fine has become background noise over time, but every now and then it hits me. This is going to fucking suck, isn't it?